Happy Friday. Hope that you've got a nice weekend planned. And whatever nice means to you, it might mean, like to many of us, doing nothing. Or it might be doing all kinds of things. Or just doing the necessary things that you don't have time to do during the week. I understand. And I feel your pain. Marie Osborne is here, our WJR Director of Community Affairs and News. And we always enjoy speaking with Marie about any number of various topics. This one is most unusual and one we've never had to talk about in the 25 years that NASA has had a space station where we had astronauts going up. But a serious medical condition with a crew member aboard the International Space Station has led NASA to bring the astronaut and three crewmates back to Earth months earlier than planned. And of course, WJR's Marie Osborne has the very latest details on the story. Good afternoon, Marie.
Yeah, first time in the 25-year history of the laboratory that they're having to do this. But they're saying, the NASA is saying, this is just out of abundance of caution. The agency says the four-member U.S., Japanese, Russian crew will be returning to Earth in the coming days. We're not exactly sure yet, but it will happen within the next few days. This is several weeks earlier than they had planned. NASA has not identified the astronaut. They have not given us any information of the nature of this medical problem. Of course, there's privacy rules here, but officials say the crew member is stable. And while this is not considered an emergency evacuation, NASA's chief health and medical officer says that the agency is, quote, erring on the side of caution. The astronaut, they say, can be better evaluated on the ground, adding the capability to diagnose and treat this properly does not live on the International Space Station.
Right. They have some limited ability, limited medical facilities on the space station. But as you point out, Marie Osborne, they have kind of a partial diagnosis, but they can't get a complete diagnosis. So I think they're erring in the right way to be extra special careful with this person's life.
Absolutely. And this does not, by the way, endanger the space station in any way. I wondered what would be happening there once these people leave. But there are three other astronauts that are going to remain there. One is from NASA. Two others are Russian. They're going to stay there. They're not going to be able to conduct as many experiments, obviously, as they had hoped if they had had a full complement of astronauts on board. But meanwhile, these four are going to come back. They were supposed to come back, like I said, in a few weeks, but they're going to come back early. It was interesting. I saw a clip yesterday of a soundbite of one of the astronauts on board the space station speaking to NASA and saying, can we get a surgical consult? And I just, you know, I wondered what obviously that meant. What was it about? These are a lot of smart people on board there, but they're not going to be able to handle this one.
Yeah, so this is Crew 11 that's going to come back early, several weeks early, apparently. And does that mean that Crew 12, which is all lined up to go, do you think they will leave to go up there earlier than expected or no?
I don't know. I haven't read whether they're going to leave earlier or not, because they flip them out, you know, one right after another. I do know that there will be three remaining astronauts on board. They're going to stay there until that next group gets up there. So I don't know if that's been delayed now or anything of that nature. It's not clear. So we're going to hear, we're thinking in the next 48 hours, we're going to understand exactly when they're going to come back and when their estimated time of arrival will be back on Earth. So we should be hearing about that, like I said, within the next 48 hours or so.
So I'm not complaining. I mean, that's the way things are today. But this is, frankly, 25 years ago, we didn't have HIPAA, did we?
No.
So, I mean, they're basically, seemingly, to me at least, following HIPAA rules by not telling us what's going on.
Yeah. Do you remember the story? This was some years ago, of the woman, the scientist who was in Antarctica, who was diagnosed herself and this was in the middle of their winter cycle, so there's no coming or going from Antarctica at the space station, or excuse me, at the research station there. And she actually did her own, like a lumpectomy on herself. Do you recall that story?
You know, vaguely. Tell me more.
Oh, well, that's pretty much what I remember the story. But yeah, but yeah.
That
but
she
I mean,
did a lumpectomy on herself, which, you know.
Can you imagine?
No,
yeah.
No. Well, first of all, let me. Somebody's agreeing with us in the background, I hear. By the way, when I put your dog on my Instagram, Paul W. Spinsta, unbelievable yes. amount of hits. You remember? Unbelievable amount of hits.
Oh, you mean Bea?
Yeah, Beatrix. And you know, John, my husband, who, you know, she's totally in love with John. I could drop dead and as long as John's breathing, everything, the world is good. When he saw that, he was like, oh, yes, of course. Everyone loves Bea. Yeah.
It's true.
I'll send you another pic.
I would love another pick. It's time to put a new one on there. I forgot what I was going to say or ask. We were talking about
the person in the South Pole.
Yeah. First of all, you say, isn't it unbelievable that she did this lumpectomy on herself? I think it's unbelievable she even went to the South Pole and lived in that environment. I don't know how scientists do that. It's just,
it's pretty amazing.
It's crazy. It's just incredible.
Yeah,
and yet
it's
there
pretty
are people
amazing.
That do this to help us through research.
And imagine, you know? We're talking about these astronauts. We're talking about 6 months stints on the space station. And I don't know if
closets.
You've ever done...
They're in little closets. I couldn't do it. I'm claustrophobic.
And I don't know if you've ever done any reading about what it's like there, but, you know, the smells and the... Like the humidity and the it's kind of an icky environment. Like we'd be so wigged out we wouldn't be able to make it past 10 minutes. I don't think.
I don't think so. I couldn't do it. I couldn't get in the ship to get me up there. I mean, there's no room. It's like there's no room for anything. And I just I'd be like, you know, it'd be bad.
Yep, can't bring bad. Anything.
So how is Beatrix? Anyway, Beatrix is happy right now. Beatrix is telling John it's time to eat, or what's going on there?
Yes, no, she's letting us know that someone's coming up the driveway, I think. So I've had to work from home today. I'm still dealing with this flu situation. So it's she's keeping me good company.
Beatrix is better than a Ring camera.
Oh my goodness, is she ever better than a Ring camera?
Yeah,
and everybody in the whole neighborhood knows her and knows her very well.
Good. So do my people that go to Paul W. Spinsta. Yeah, that's it. That's the Instagram.
I'll send you a new pic.
You send me a new picture.
Post.
I'll put it on there. So, which flu do you have? Do you know?
A. We both my John and I and my son and his fiance. We all traveled to New York for Christmas to visit the prince. You know who lives in New York. The little grandson, little Prince Simon. And we were among those thousands of people that got the influenza, got the flu, and we tested positive for A. So, and it's been a slog. I'm telling you, it has been a slog.
Last time Kim and I took listeners on a cruise, she had, I don't remember if it was A or B, but she had the flu, and they made her stay in our cabin for like 4 days.
Yes.
Which is, I'll tell you what, for a 7-day cruise, that's not a lot of fun.
No.
But it was bad. Now, so will you get your flu shot now, or
we already had our flu shot. And what the doctor said to me, because when I went to the doctor at first, I said, but we had our flu shot. And she said, yeah, that's why you're sitting with me here today and not in the hospital.
That's what they say. But both Kim and I looked at each other today or yesterday and said, maybe we should go get our flu shot. We were hot and cold.
It's not too late,
Dr.
Sims. Yeah, Dr. Sims says it's not too late. We talked to him the other day.
That's what we hear. It's not too late. I want to know why they don't come up with a flu shot that lasts, like the polio vaccine or the mumps and measles vaccines. Yeah. And they say to me, well, it's because it's a different variant every year. Well, guess what? They missed the right variant this year, and they're still telling us to get it because it will, say, as your doctor said, keep you out of the hospital and hopefully keep you from dying. So why not come up with one flu shot, we get it, and it covers us for life at this point. I don't know.
It'd be nice. I'm sure they're working on it.
For those of us who are scared to death of needles, it would mean a lot, believe me.
And who might that be?
I don't know anyone. I'm just HIPAA won't allow me to say.
Say who it is?
Who it is. Who's, but you are talking to him right now.
Yeah, I thought so.
Thank you, Riri.
Thank you.
Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, right here on WJR In Focus with Paul W. Smith.